I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. I first played Park District League co-rec ball about 20 years ago. My college put a team together made up of employees from all parts of the school, professors, secretaries, administrators, counselors, physical plant folks. We played pretty badly, but most of us liked each other and we had a grand old time. It didn't hurt that the other teams played pretty poorly too. As with most rec teams, the guys were mostly average players for guys and the women were mostly average players for women. We had a couple of good athletes, but the rest of us were just a bunch of fun-loving educators. Players came and went over the years, but as has happened across the country, interest in the game waned, and it became harder and harder to find players, especially women. So after about 15 years, we played our last season. Well, then 2 years ago, I was invited by another co-rec team to be their pitcher, and I loved being back on the co-rec diamond. So much so that this year I've decided to start my own co-rec team. Finding girls may still be a problem, but several of the guys I've rounded up have wives or girlfriends or daughters who play. And I'm optimistic the team we put together will be substantially more talented than those old college teams were. So my first question is, how should I set my defense in co-rec softball? The rules say you have to have two males and two females in the infield, two males and two females in the outfield, and a male and female as pitcher and catcher. So, where do you put your best players? Actually, it might be better to ask where you put your worst players. The whole situation is complicated by the fact that most players have strong and weak points, so you can't just say, put your slowest runner at catcher and be done with it. In the following discussion, I'm talking about the most common situation where your guys are better players than your girls, and there may be a couple of really good players on your team, but most of your players are more into it for fun. Still, they do like to win. Let's start with the battery. Should you have a guy or girl pitching? Because the pitcher gets a lot of grounders up the middle from female batters, and some screaming line drives up the middle from male batters, it makes more sense to have a guy with excellent fielding skills doing the pitching. And at catcher, put your least skilled woman player. 90% of the job of a catcher in co-rec is to throw the ball back to the pitcher. When there's a play at the plate, and your catcher is not very good, it might make more sense for the pitcher to cover the play with the catcher backing him up. When I was short on women and had to put an emergency replacement in to keep from forfeiting, I'd put her at catcher and it wasn't a total disaster. If you have a tall female who can catch the ball well but has no speed, she would be perfect at first base. But if none of your women can handle bad throws, you'd better put one of your guys at first. Most infield outs are made at first, and errors there pile up the runs for your opponents fast. Put a girl for sure at second, because the throw from second to first is short. And you want a guy at shortstop because the shortstop gets more action than any other infielder. But if you have guys at first and short, you'll have to put a girl at third, which could be a problem. Two problems, actually. It is the hot corner, and the balls come in pretty fast there. And also, it's a far throw to peg a batter out at first, and it takes a strong arm to beat the runner. So, best scenario is to have your guys at short and third, and your girls at first and second. With this lineup, your pitcher should be keeping the ball short and inside to right-handed batters, so most grounders will be hit to the shortstop and third baseman, your two male infielders. Okay, the outfield. Some teams like guys in the two middle positions, and some put the guys in left field and right center, alternating guys and girls in the outfield. If the guys have good speed, either way should work well. If you have a girl at third, you should probably have a guy in left field to back her up. If you have women on the team who can't catch the ball very well but can run fast, they can at least chase balls down quickly in the outfield and hold the runner to a minimum of bases. I've seen teams with girls in right field who can't catch or run. A bad mistake. And think about this. When a girl has to chase a ball in the deep outfield, unless she has a great arm, she should throw the ball to the guy outfielder next to her and let him throw it in. He should run toward her and get between her and the base he'll be throwing to. Next time, we'll look at batting strategy for co-rec. For more tips on managing and playing adult slow-pitch softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.